Utah's 4th Congressional District is a battleground for national Democrats and Republicans. The incumbent Democratic Representative Ben McAdams won the seat by just 0.2% in 2018, and the seat has become a high priority for national Republicans to flip. 4 Republican candidates are vying for the chance to go head-to-head against McAdams in November. In the lead-up to the June 30th primary, we're bringing you profiles of each of them. KUER's Sonia Hudson talked to State Representative Kim Coleman about how she got started in politics and why a proven track record in the state legislature is important.
Coleman is positioning herself as a conservative with a proven track record during her 6 years in the state legislature. She says voters think some candidates will say things just to get elected.
So to have a candidate that they can go back and look at a record and say, okay, she really actually does mean what she says. She really has voted in support of Second Amendment. She really has spoken strongly for the sanctity of life.
Coleman says she got her first taste of politics when she started a neighborhood watch and built a charter school with her neighbors.
We said, okay, you know, we've talked to the principal enough and our school board members enough. There's this new thing called a charter school. Let's go build a charter school together.
Some have called the 4th District moderate because it went for Donald Trump in 2016 and elected a Democrat to Congress in 2018. But Coleman says it is conservative. It's rated an R+13. That means in the last 2 presidential elections, it was 13% more Republican than the national average.
I'm just in sync with what the majority of the voters tell me they want. They want lower taxes. They want less regulation. They want some of their fundamental constitutional rights protected.
If elected, Coleman says some of her top priorities would be lowering the national debt and cutting taxes.
I've supported a balanced budget amendment, and Congress should absolutely be beholden to limitations on its spending.
Her health care proposals include reining in the country's reliance on medicine from China and getting the government out of health care.
The consumer typically does a lot better when they're in control of their dollars and their health care dollars. Some of the worst way money is ever spent is when someone is taking your money and spending it on someone else.
The Republican primary is June 30th and will be conducted almost entirely by mail. The voter registration deadline is June 19th. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.